turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives, live with me, Ashley Burgess, here in the house at KLIF at 570. And we're having a wonderful Sunday evening discussing change and insanity. And you know, the concept of insanity, right, is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting totally different results. And I know that a lot of us have done it. I've even done it. I mean, heck, if you think about it, we probably all do it to some degree on a small or large level every day of our life. So we're talking about making change and how to make those needed changes to better our life, no matter if it's really difficult or we find it really not cool or scary, or we don't understand the approach, or we don't have the knowledge to make the change, or we don't know how to do what we want to do. We can still get over that, because tonight I'm going to give the 7 keys to how you can actually make these changes in your life and not be the example of insanity there in the dictionary. You know, your picture off to the side where it says insanity and your name over there saying you are an example of it. And, you know, it's probably not going to be a good picture either. It's probably going to look like it was taken at the DPS, right? That's just the way life is. You know, it's going to be like a picture from high school. Remember those high school pictures you had? Like your senior pictures and everybody's wearing that same like kind of dress outfit and they're all, you know, it's all cut small little pictures and the guys are wearing like the top that you can see the top of the tuxedo and you all looked awful. The only people that looked good were the people that looked like they were 30 in high school. I mean, everybody else looked like a bunch of kids. I mean, I look back at my picture when I went to my 10-year reunion and it was awful. I mean, I picked up my little badge and I threw it away. I was like, I ain't wearing that. I'm not going to be defined as that person that looked like they were 12 in school. So let's get back to what we were talking about. You know, when people find themselves in jobs in which they don't like or they know there is no potential for growth, right? You know, instead of looking for another, we get complacent. And like Bill was talking about, you sometimes feel like you're beaten down by life because you wonder, what am I going to do? I mean, who's going to hire me? Why am I going to do a new career at my age? I mean, that's crazy. But, you know, if you think about it, on the other side of the ledger, you know how you're supposed to write down the things like that, what's good about change, what you need to do, and, you know, the affirmations and then the dis-ads of what you want to do. And so the other side of the ledger would be like, you know, I'm going to be miserable for the rest of my life. That's one thing you can write on there. I will always be unhappy. That's another thing. I will never move up in this company, and I will always be mentally and emotionally beaten down by my boss. That's a good one, too. That's check, check, check. And, you know, I deserve the situation I'm in. I'm a bad person, and I deserve the situation, which is just crazy. It's crazy, but we all do this stuff to ourselves. We do it all the time. So let's talk about the 7 keys to making this significant change in our life. Let's talk about it. Bill, you really segmented really well here into this, and, it's wild. This is great. The first one is to ask yourself, are you happy? To actually legitimately ask yourself, are you happy? And I'm not just talking about, oh, am I happy today? Is the weather good? Oh, the weather's not that bad. The wind's not too bad. It's 82 degrees. I'm not talking about that. I'm asking, are you happy if it was 110 degrees outside? Are you happy if it was below 30? Are you happy internally in your life? Are you happy with your career? Are you happy with your friends? Are you happy with your family? Are you happy with what you give back to society? Do you give back anything to society? Are you happy with your placement in this world? And then you have to kind of like go through that and really think about that in an honest manner. And I really advocate getting a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil if you make a lot of mistakes and you're one of those kind of people where you got to erase all the time. Make sure you have an eraser. But, you know, sometimes getting things out on paper is not a bad thing because you can actually see it for what it is. It's almost like having a meeting with somebody and you say a bunch of stuff and they only remember the stuff the way they remember it because our minds only remember the way that we want to remember things instead of having something written down where you hand it to them where they can read that and then they can go back to that in reference and realize that this is indeed what you meant, not what they remember you said or maybe what you supposedly said. So writing things down is a really good idea. So put the pen and paper and start thinking, are you happy? So 2, are you constantly discussing with your friends or anyone who will listen? I'm even talking about the McDonald's drive-through people. I mean, these people, you know, you got to hurry up. You can't be telling them all your problems, right? So, are you constantly discussing with your friends or anyone who's in earshot and will listen about a situation in your life that is bothering you? If you are, what is the situation that's bothering you? What is the person? What is the job? What is it? And what can you do to change it? Because we all know friends of ours that come up to us and talk to us about the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. And we want to give these people the most, you know, the best advice we possibly can. But doesn't it come down to the fact that if they don't make a change, right? If you don't make a change, well, you're still going to be talking about the same thing. I mean, what do you think? I think that happens across the board. And I know people that do it. I've even been one of those people as well.
Yeah, and I guess all of us have gone through our phases, but I think you hit it on the head. It's I know a person who does that to me every time I speak to her.
Every time.
It's the same problems over and over and over again. And I've long ago given up, you know, making suggestions, okay? Because, you know, basically what she's wanting is someone to vent to, you know, a brick wall. And, you know, it's like I keep thinking whenever she talks to me, why don't you get up and do something about it? But she never does. I don't get it.
It's like she likes that.
If I didn't know any better, then that's what I would think.
I mean, because sometimes people like being uncomfortable, or they like being upset, or they like not being happy.
Maybe even on a subconscious level. I don't know.
I think for sure people in general do that. And I think let's take it to the next level. They're always asking you. They don't even bother asking you how you're doing normally, right? I mean, they might be like, yeah, hey, Bill, how you doing? What's going on? I really need to talk to you. I need to talk to you about this guy.
Or it's one of those people that you hesitate to ask them, hey, how's your day? Or hey, how you doing? Because they'll tell you. And it's never a happy story.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's like in my book, the recent book, Day 2, I talk about how you really need to... when people are negative and they're only sharing with you the negative, you really need to ask them, you know, stop them after a while and say, hey, do you have something good, positive that's happened to you recently? And that'll either get them to change their concept, like rethink what's going on, or at least stop in their tracks and try to come up with something, or they're going to eventually not want to be talking to you anymore. I mean, because you're not giving in to this negativity. You're not giving in to this, what do they call it, poo-poo party or what?
The pity party.
Pity party.
Yeah.
You don't have like the world's smallest cake and, you know, the world's smallest violin. Uh-huh. You know, and people, if you don't give in to the pity party, then they want to go find someone else that's going to have the pity party hats and the streamers and that kind of thing, you know? All in like, you know.
Oh, and have you ever seen this? Two people who want to have the pity party and they compete?
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, mine's worse than yours. Oh, man. You don't even understand.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, my life's so much harder. Oh, this happened to me, and we were just somebody was just talking about this the other day, and I can't say exactly who, but it was pretty funny because they made it clear to me that they were talking about somebody that's in the news that always one-ups everybody that's on their show, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me! But it is. Their life is always tougher. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like my job is awful, and they're like, oh, you don't even understand.
And they want everyone to acknowledge it. Oh, that's so horrible. You know, how are you doing with it? You know, they want that, what's the word for it that I'm thinking of? That
award? Academy
no,
award?
No, that word, a word I'm thinking of. Let's see. They want, oh gosh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Anyway, they want everyone around them to acknowledge that, oh my gosh, you know, you're just the most, you know, miserable person in the world. You know, what can we do to help? You know, they want that attention.
And the sad thing is that they think that empowers them. And that's a really good key. This is off the seven keys, but this is a really important thing to remember, is that when you kind of play into that hand of my life, so it's not good and it's way worse than your life, you think that empowers you, when in actuality, like you said, when people feel sorry and say, oh, it's so sad that you have such a miserable life, it takes away from your power. Yeah. Your power is gone, because now people just look at you like, that's so sad.
Well, it's like
that poor thing,
you know. And this is really kind of going off, but you know, a principle of the martial arts, you know, you deflect something by redirecting it away from you instead of just meeting it head on. See, so
martial arts.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, soy. Ah. Yeah, we'll talk about that later, though, because we're gonna compare, you know, black belts, yellow belts. I don't know. I don't even have any of that together for the show tonight, so we'll have to discuss karate next week. But in the meantime, so really think about that. Is there something that you really discuss with your friends over and over and over and over again? Anybody that listens, that you really need to take a real good look at. You need to open your eyes and really peer into whatever that issue is, because that is taking over your life. And, you know, as Dr. Phil would say, how is that working for you? probably not that great. So anyway, when we come back from the break, we are going to be talking the Perspectives Pulse tonight with J.R. Atkins. And J.R. will be telling us about all kinds of cool stuff that's going on for networking here in Texas, as well as give us a call at 888-787-5543. Again, 888-787-5543. We're going to be giving away some tickets tonight to talk. I guess there's a talk about the CIA or something like that, something kind of controversial or crazy or, you know, kind of spy novelish like stuff. So give us a call back at 888-787-5543 to win those tickets tonight. Yes, I think it's an $80 value. You know, I think it's at the Crescent. So anyway, stay tuned for the Perspectives Pulse and stay tuned for more of these seven keys of how to make those changes in your life that you know you need to make. Everybody out there has a change to make. You know it. Don't just sit down. Don't act like I'm not talking to you, okay? So keep it on 570KLIF or keep it on iHeartRadio app. And you know what? We're going to be back in two shakes.
Spring is about renewal, and that includes your skin. Refresh yourself and look your best with Skintastic's Pre-Summer Solutions Specials. Is your skin looking and feeling a bit dull? The elements are harsh on our delicate skin, and the Texas dry heat takes its toll on our complexion, resulting in fine lines and wrinkles. Do you have large pores or acne scarring? Skintastic has the solution. Erase fine lines and wrinkles, reduce acne scarring and large pores, and look fresh with a DOT CO2 laser treatment. For a limited time, you can receive a complimentary treatment of your neck area when you buy a full face CO2 laser treatment at Skintastic. That's over $750 in savings. And Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass and his team of licensed estheticians and medical professionals at Skintastic will take excellent care of you. Inquire about Skintastic's Spring Slim Down by calling 972-620-FACE. That's 972-620-FACE. Skintastic has two locations in Uptown and Plano. Or visit them online at skintastic.com. Skintastic is your beauty realized.